This is a backgrounder from Andre Dineshner in Washington entitled Russia-Ukraine Gas, such as an introduction. Many analysts say Ukraine did not come out well in its recent dispute with Russia over prices for natural gas. From Washington, VOA senior correspondent Andre Dineshner looks at the ramifications for Ukraine from this latest row with Moscow. Text. The crisis began when Russia stopped selling gas to Ukraine on January 1st and then accused Kiev of siphoning off natural gas bound for Europe. Moscow turned off the taps entirely on January 7th, despite Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko's denial of Russia's claims. The dispute was finally settled January 19th, but not before gas supplies to 18 European countries were severely disrupted during one of the coldest winters in years. Europe receives about a quarter of its natural gas from Gazprom, the Russian gas monopoly. 80% of the gas it ships west passes through the same pipelines that supply Ukraine. Experts, such as Robert Legbold of Columbia University in New York, say the recent crisis highlighted the divisions in the Ukrainian political leadership and underlined the animosity between President Yushchenko and Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, who were allies in the early days of the 2004 Orange Revolution.
There are periods of time when Yushchenko and Tymoshenko are at absolute loggerheads. There are other moments, such as more recently, when it looked as though they were going to try to form or reform some kind of an alliance. Right now it's basically quiet because of the enormous difficulties Ukraine is in, including with the Russians. Nothing is settled, and at any point, rather than moving toward collaboration between the former Orange Revolution partners, you end up with something close to a Donnybrook or real conflicts.
Many analysts, including Katinka Barish with the London-based Center for European Reform, say the dispute with Russia and the unsettled political climate have damaged Ukraine's chances of becoming a member of the European Union and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO.
For Ukraine, what is at stake is the credibility of its aspiration to get into the European Union and NATO. Ukraine is now seen by many Europeans as a kind of messy country that is badly run and can't get its act together, reinforcing that impression that Ukraine is nowhere near ready to join these Western clubs that require effective government and the rule of law and transparency and so forth. So for Ukraine, what is at stake here is its credibility as a reliable partner and as a member of Western clubs.
David Marples from the University of Alberta in Canada agrees.
Ukraine is playing for very large stakes with the European Union. It would like ultimately to be a member of that union. And related to that, it would also like to be a member of NATO, which is, you know, meeting periodically and keeps saying, well, not yet, but eventually you will be a member of NATO as well. So Ukraine cannot really afford to antagonize the Europeans too much, especially at a time now when relations with Russia have reached this kind of bleak level.
Marple says for Ukraine to succeed politically, economically, and in its budding relationship with Europe, President Yushchenko and Prime Minister Tymoshenko must resolve their differences.
A stable government is the most important thing for Ukraine right now, and it doesn't really matter whether it's an orange government or a blue government or whatever. It just needs to be a parliament that stays in office more than a year at a time, and a relationship between the president and the parliament that is at least cordial, not this, you know, dreadful thing where they're accusing each other of treachery and all kinds of things. You could hardly imagine a worse situation.
Analysts also say the political feuding in Ukraine plays into Russia's hands and might create new opportunities for Moscow to try to exert more influence in the former Soviet Republic. Andre Dineshner of VOA News, Washington. And here are the acts in the clear.
There are periods of time when Yushchenko and Tymoshenko are at absolute loggerheads. There are other moments, such as more recently, when it looked as though they were going to try to form or reform some kind of an alliance. Right now, it's basically quiet because of the enormous difficulties Ukraine is in, including with the Russians. Nothing is settled, and at any point, rather than moving toward collaboration between the former Orange Revolution partners, you end up with something close to a Donnybrook or real conflicts.
For Ukraine, what is at stake is the credibility of its aspiration to get into the European Union and NATO. Ukraine is now seen by many Europeans as a kind of messy country that is badly run and can't get its act together, reinforcing that impression that Ukraine is nowhere near ready to join these Western clubs that require effective government and the rule of law and transparency and so forth. So for Ukraine, what is at stake here is its credibility as a reliable partner and as a member of Western clubs.
Ukraine is playing for very large stakes with the European Union. It would like ultimately to be a member of that union. And related to that, it would also like to be a member of NATO, which is, you know, meeting periodically and keeps saying, well, not yet, but eventually you will be a member of NATO as well. So Ukraine cannot really afford to antagonize the Europeans too much, especially at a time now when relations with Russia have reached this kind of bleak level. A stable government is the most important thing for Ukraine right now, and it doesn't really matter whether it's an orange government or a blue government or whatever. It just needs to be a parliament that stays in office more than a year at a time, and a relationship between the president and the parliament that is at least cordial, not this, you know, dreadful thing where they're accusing each other of treachery and all kinds of things. You could hardly imagine a worse situation.